SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best hour of your day now officially underway. It is Moneyline. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside. It's a solo mission. We're getting ready for the holiday weekend. A lot to be thankful for. So thank you for all the love and support to us here at the Sports Grid Network, particularly the show Moneyline, which we love to do. 1 hour of your day. Hopefully we can entertain you. But my job today is to get you ready for those football games tomorrow and setting up this weekend's card. Fantastic. Now, I understand there's a lot of good college basketball on today, and I did cash a ticket yesterday, heavily juiced on two players to get 10 points. That one came in the Duke-Kansas game. Also hit an NBA parlay, same game parlay plus, with a couple guys to make three-point shots. That came in. So I wiped the stench out of the air, which was Monday Night Football, which really got on my nerves because Justin Herbert couldn't either throw a touchdown pass or get over 225. That's in the rearview mirror. The good juju is back. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. We're ready to hit those hot topics. So we will be getting after it on Thursday. There's a couple of outlets we do want to use. FanDuel, again, doesn't give me all that much, but the pricing is good. So we'll still be eyeing up some prizes there. Bet365 does have a 50% boost here from what they're showing for tomorrow's game between the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. So let me just log back in to that account to see if anything else popped up for tomorrow. Because no doubt about it, we'll certainly be involved there. Champions League, nah, no big deal there. $25 in bonus bets for Dolphins-Packers tomorrow night. That works. Boost 50%, as I just said, on the Bears and Lions will be involved in that one. So that's going to work in our favor. Also, as you guys know, I've been getting down with the Fanatics Sportsbook over the past couple weeks. They also have three 50%, and I hate when I have to do this too. I'm just trying to type. It's hard to talk and type in my account. And the reason I get angry with that is I shouldn't have to do that on Fanatics. Like, you know, most books, at least they have you logged in, so you can just hit the button to quickly get in through the bios or whatever. They don't have that on Fanatics, which really gets on my nerves. Today looks like they have a 20% odds boost and a 10% odds boost, but as I said, there are three odds boosts, or profit boosts, as we call them, for tomorrow, all 50% on each one of those games. The difference between Bet365 and Fanatics, as we know, Bet365 will let you do those parlays at plus 100. Sensational, awesome book. Fanatics has you go up to a plus 300. It's a little bit tougher to hit. But I get more on Bet365 to bet on these than I do the Fanatics. But I did ask the people, and I love you guys when you get back to me. It's fantastic stuff. Like, single-handedly asking a question on what is everybody getting, because usually I get more money than what they were showing me for the 50% boost, which was $30 for each game, which I'm fine with, and I'll be able to use that, but you do like to have it higher. A lot of my minimums on Fanatics are 200. I know some people's are higher, some people's are lower. It's just a matter of what you're filtering through those books. But most people did tell me in all the states that they were action and rocking and rolling in, it was really $30 there. So I don't feel so bad. I thought they were limiting me, which would got me upset again. Jordan P in the chat box. Let's go, DRS. Have a great Thanksgiving. My guy, you too, Jordan, as well. And also on Twitter, at GoFastTroy. Moneyline, let's go at Rightside VP. This is what we want to do, too. So let's set the table for the fun that we're going to have tomorrow. We're going to go over those three games and see what we like. Now, finalizing numbers? No, we're not. We're not going to do that yet. Just want to get those talking points through. And sometimes where I don't have a co-host with me and we can't take phone calls, which I really wish we could at this point, but I have to sort of like play into it as I'm seeing it myself. And sometimes you talk yourself into bets and you talk yourself out of bets at this point. So today we want to make sure we line it all up on what we think can happen tomorrow and what that profitability will be. Because I'm going to try to headhunt some straight props tomorrow, along with some same game parlays where, you know, we alt those lines down to try to make it a little bit more palatable. So the goal would be yes, let's hit the parlays, but also get after the regular numbers here for the prop bets themselves, whether it's over one and a half touchdown passes, whether it's rushing props. You get the point. You get the picture there. But it is Thanksgiving, people. It is. I love Thanksgiving. As a kid, when you grow up, you of course you like Thanksgiving. But usually the day you look toward is what? It's Christmas. Why? Well, you get your presents on Christmas. But as you start to get older and you can buy yourself a present every day if you want to because it's your own money and you have a job, Thanksgiving is the greatest day because it is family, it is fun, it is food, and it is football. Now, on my Thanksgivings now, I do have to work. 10 to 12, we'll be live in studio Pro Football Today, teeing you up once again for those awesome games tomorrow, or what we think can be awesome games, which is the way we're going to play those. We'll be giving out best bets, doing a lot of fun stuff, but that's a two-hour show tomorrow. Then I drive home and I sit myself right in front of the TV, plow turkey and stuffing and everything, and pies, and pies galore tomorrow. I love it. And I think a lot of people out there listening today are like me. Now, granted, it's still Wednesday's a work day for me. Just got off a three-hour TV show, doing an hour on the radio. Got some stuff I got to finish up for the rest of the day. But most people are looking to wind down and get in to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with food, family, football, friends, fun, anything you can do. And I love it here. And what do you guys do on Thanksgiving? Like, what is your game plan? Like, for me, the past couple years, we host Thanksgiving at my house. So I don't really have to go too many places, which is great. And also, the way my Friday sets up this year is I don't have to work. So when I get home tomorrow, roughly around 2 in the afternoon or so, the rest of that night is mine. The rest of Friday is mine. Saturday as well, I don't do any college football action. Then Sunday, we get right back after it. So I'm looking for a nice little extended, relaxating break. I know a lot of people out there as well, which we love to bet. It's college football this week, and it's professional football. I even look, there's no NBA action on Thursday, but Friday, they're afternoon NBA games. And also, we have a Friday afternoon Black Friday game in the NFL. Is it a great one? Not necessarily, but I do think we can make some money, and we will be putting in parlays for that game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. But I like the advantageous of when I was growing up, we used to eat a little bit later on Thanksgiving Day, usually during the Dallas Cowboys game. But as I got older, my wife from a more like Italian background, they tend to eat much earlier. So we were always eating if we were going out or staying home during that Detroit Lions game. And what are the preferences for the people out there? Because sometimes it is fun, like, hey, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner? I don't know, 1:30 to 2 in the afternoon. Ooh, that's early. When some people eat later. Are you in that earlier bracket where it's like, you know, we're going to start that fun and festivities? Or do you like to wait longer during the day? Because there are ways that you can play it out where maybe the turkey doesn't hit the table till 4 o'clock, but you guys are feasting on appetizers and shrimp and chips and dip and watching the early game. And then finally, when the family rolls around, that's when everybody sits at the table. Or are you one of those families that just gets after it early in the day? Turkey hits that table at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and away you go the rest of the way. Now, me, you guys know I've been fasting for well over a year. Yeah, we were going to eat earlier, no doubt about it. If my family tradition was 4:30, we ain't eating at 4:30 anymore. We're eating early, and that's the way it's going to be. But my wife and her family, that's the way it was always projected and set up, so it fits perfectly. But you know what I am going to miss? Because I gave up alcohol also a year ago, along with caffeine. Man, like if you had that next day off, which a lot of people do on that Friday, Crown Royal cocktails, man. Crown Royal vanilla. Oh, man, do I miss that now. Even vodka and soda, vodka and tonic. Flavored vodka as always, by the way. Man, I'm going to miss that tomorrow. But that, hey, it is what it is. The sacrifice you have to make for a more healthy body. I'm down with it. But you, the turkey. If I had to go, like, it's got to be massive amount of turkey, massive amount of stuffing. Also, the wife makes, like, sort of like a corn, like, mashed casserole. Absolutely sensational. Sweet potatoes out there. You got to love them. The cranberry's going to be flowing. Woo! Hit me to Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be back after this. These short words here. Let's start the Thanksgiving feast and fiesta and break down these football games. Donnie writes out on a solo mission. Yeah, baby, it's a Wednesday. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cover it back, I am yours. return to.
Yeah, right back at it, baby. All right, it's Moneyline. It's a Wednesday. By the way, Moneyline, not on Friday. Moneyline, not on Thursday and not on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, of course, we'll be back on Monday. So we got to get you set for this weekend and the action to be had. And by the way, lines are running here on Friday's game. That's Las Vegas and that's Kansas City. Line opened up at 11.5. I'm now seeing at Bet365 here in New Jersey, up minus 13 here. Expected to pound the Vegas Raiders, which is exactly opposite of what typically happens for the Kansas City Chiefs. They usually let teams hang around. Case in point, the Carolina Panthers game they just played here. Shout out to everybody coming into the chat box. Certainly always wishing you guys well with a happy Thanksgiving. My guy Jordan P is out there. Chris Warren, as usual, as well as Go Fast Troy, Vic Ferrari, Akbar, everybody out here having some fun, spending some time here on the Sports Grid Network, really getting after it and sharing that information. It's what we do here. It's a great community that we built. So thank you guys for tuning into the chat box. He said, what do you mean? What chat box? Never heard about this before. Sports Grid on demand on the YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Every time we go live on the radio, you can watch the radio program and, more importantly, reach out to the host, including me here, and pop off whatever information you want, whatever you got to say. Share that information in the chat box. It's what it's there for. But also, Sports Grid Radio, if you're listening there, obviously SiriusXM channel 159. If you're watching through the Sports Grid app itself, the best one in the business, or just sportsgrid.com. Fantastic stuff, fantastic ways to reach out and certainly watch and participate and play along. But let's get to the show tomorrow, people. 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:20 p.m. Love the triple header. Love the way it's spread out. The games could be a little bit better because why? We're getting a dud at 4:30, but that doesn't mean we can't win money on that. But let's start here with the Chicago-Detroit game. Caleb Williams coming to town on a losing streak. Detroit coming to town here at home on a winning streak. That line opened up at 10.5, but DraftKings just got hit a little bit. They're down to 9.5. Most books are showing 10s even and 10.5. So roughly double digits here as a favorite towards the Detroit. Can't say yes or no whether I love that each way, but I don't think Detroit's going to lose, but it's one of those, do you really want to lay double digits? We'll get into that. And also keep in mind, short work week for both of these teams, played on Sunday. Now they're going to play on Thursday, and it's not even Thursday night. They're playing Thursday at noon. So in essentially, you're getting 3 days, that's it. The fourth day, you're not getting the rest half the day before you play at night. You're going to get it popping right away in a divisional game. That's very important. Detroit looking to stake its claim as the best team in the NFL /NFC/division. Chicago looking to say, hey, look, we don't want to fire our head coach. Let's start to play football and play well, not lose games at the end, which they have been doing. How many more punches can you continually take? But if we're trying to attack this game from a, let's just say, prop perspective, you start with the running backs in this game. And I do have FanDuel, Fanatics, and Bet365 up as the three options that we have. And trust me, you want to be shopping at different outlets because it does make a difference. David Montgomery's rushing yards. Now, I'm not king David Montgomery. I think that injury is going to be a little bit too much for me to overcome. Now, he might play and he might score and he might play well. But if you're going to leave the game previous on a Sunday before a Thursday game, come in a little bit banged up, I'm leaning Jahmyr Gibbs. But if you wanted Montgomery, he's 50.5 at FanDuel. He's 50.5 at Fanatics. He's 55.5 at Bet365. So I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you know what? I'll scalp this. I'll go FanDuel 50.5 over and I'll go Bet365 50.5 under. 113 juice and 110 juice. That's a 5-yard difference on a running back to sort of get that middle. That's pretty incredible. But I'm not looking that way, and that's not the way I'm going to bet this game. DeAndre Swift on the opposite side, usually the linchpin here, right? That you're trying to say, hey, we think he could do some damage. He's between 45.5 at Bet365 and 50.5 at Fanatics. Once again, a 5-yard difference between sports books, which is pretty incredible. But again, I'm not eyeing up DeAndre Swift. Here's the guy I'm looking at, Jahmyr Gibbs. The question of the matter is, you know I'm going to be involved in this game and probably taking Jahmyr Gibbs on an alt line lower. 71.5 at FanDuel is his rushing prop, 75.5 at Fanatics, 74.5 at Bet365. So once again, it's a 4-yard difference between 365, between Fanatics and FanDuel that you can get that middle there. I think he has a legitimate chance to do that. But is that the right way to play this game? Because that anytime touchdown market also is kind of interesting. And I'm just going to go and pop over to the FanDuel Sportsbook to get the anytime touchdown market on the Bears and the Lions. As it wants to load up, certainly at any time right now. Let me hit the refresh. What are we, changing odds, FanDuel, when I'm trying to run a live radio show right now? It's a deal. There we go. You're not getting any discounts on those Detroit running backs. As I said, David Montgomery's still a little bit banged up. Jahmyr Gibbs, -180. David Montgomery, minus 170. Would you be taking it straight, like $180 to win 100? Probably not. But Jahmyr Gibbs, at least in a parlay, would make some sense at any time. Like, I do think he scores, Jahmyr. Let's be honest. Sometimes you just take a look and say, Donnie, remove the juice in this football game. Pick one player to score a touchdown. Absolutely, for me, it's Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm going to Ross St. Brown at minus 105. Like, the Lions have a very good defense, which is crazy considering they were terrible last year. Very good this year. The Bears do have a competent defense. Like, they'll push back. Hey, Donnie, number one wide receivers go off. Well, there's some wide receivers did go off last week, but it wasn't number one. Justin Jefferson was held pretty much under wraps. I'm going to Ross St. Brown to score a touchdown minus 105 in this game. So let's take a look from the receiving yards perspective between the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. I'm going to Ross St. Brown, 69.5 is the low point here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for him to go over. Cole Kmet, tight end for the Chicago Bears, 31.5 at FanDuel, 34.5 at Bet365. DJ Moore, 54.5 at FanDuel, 57.5 at Bet365. I don't think I'm going wide receiver perspective for me in this game, at least maybe not straight. But you do have intriguing pricing here because you take a look at DJ Moore, 54.5 and 57.5, as I just said. Keenan Allen, 49.5 at FanDuel. So I do think Detroit wins, which means you probably should be getting more passes here for Chicago late in that football game. Sam Laporta, 34.5 as a tight end at FanDuel, 37.5 at Bet365. Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield, which, do you think he's going to be more of that three down back? He's 19.5 in his receiving number. Jameson Williams, you know I love me some Jameson. 45.5 at Fanatics over. That's the low mark. 47.5 at FanDuel and 48.5 over at Bet365. Roma Dunze, 42.5, the low number at Bet365. We got options here. And the thing we love about that game, it's in a dome. I'm not worried one bit, not one bit, about weather conditions. That's always a positive early. Let's continue with our Football Feast Wednesday and help you out for your Thanksgiving Day primer. I'm your boy DRS. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to Chatbox is popping your Sports Grid on Demand right here on Moneyline. Chris Warren says Goff over 1.5 touchdown passes, minus 130. Williams over 33.5 passing attempts, which means Caleb. Vic Ferrari, obviously, Gardner Minshew is out. Ritter or O'Connell. Probably going to be O'Connell is what they want on that one, right? There we go. And also, Luis Mateo out here in the streets. Hits me up on X. Getting winners from at Right Side VP while making dough on Moneyline. Happy Thanksgiving, Donnie. How about that? What type of dough are we making out there? Let me get a click on this picture here. Love to see these pictures. Ooh, look at the dough. I wonder what are we making there? If you're still listening right now, Louis, or should I say Louie, let me know, man. Let me know what you're actually making out here in these streets, because I've been through. Look, I've been in the restaurant business. I owned a couple hoagie shops here in New Jersey as part of my other life. And boy, we worked our tails off the day before Thanksgiving because nobody wanted to cook. Oh, did we? And then we were even open on Thanksgiving. We're open Thanksgiving. Hold on. Wait. Were we open Thanksgiving? I don't think we're open Thanksgiving at all. I think just the Wednesday night was busy. Yeah, I don't think we're open Thanksgiving. We'd be stupid to be open Thanksgiving, which I'm trying to say stupid we might have been. I don't think we were. I don't think we were open on Thanksgiving, even for a half day at that point. And Shy Capper out here. Donnie, try to keep your Detroit bias down when breaking down the Bears. Stop. No bias in here. You know your boy ain't pulling those punches. All right. Get to the quarterback props here. Chicago and Detroit. Jared Goff, as low as 245.5 at Fanatics, as high as 249.5 on Bet365. Caleb Williams, as low as 227.5 on FanDuel, and as high as 230.5 on Fanatics. I don't think I'm feeling all that much here. The quarterback totals in that game, per se. Like, I think the best part, and again, as I look, you guys know me, at Right Side VP on X, if I'm spitting out tickets on the NFL, they're going to be out. And we will have multiple tickets in all three of these games to try to match up. But if I'm just trying to zero in and say, Donnie, what do you like in this game? Like, where would you be going? Well, let me just put something that maybe would work. Let's just show Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown at minus 180. And I'm just spitballing here, and I'm not going through all three books. I'm just using it on FanDuel just to keep it simple right now. If we go to the receiving props, and you say, you know what? Let's take some of these alts in here. Like Keenan Allen at 49.5, his alt at 40 yards, or let's even go 25 yards for Keenan Allen. Let me just take a quick look here, Keenan Allen. Let's see. Okay, so we'll go Keenan Allen. Just trying to bring up his stats here quickly for the past couple games. Now, as I said, dumbing it down to a minus 520 price in a parlay for 25 or more yards. He has done that in his last 7 games. So not also, Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown, Keenan Allen, 25 receiving yards. That's already down to a minus 115 price if you combine those two, right? So then we try to look at the third to boost it into plus money. Like, would you hold Amon-Ra St. Brown, who you know is going to be involved? But Jameson Williams is, let's see, here we go again. Let's do it. So let's go take a look at Jameson Williams' alt receiving yards at 25. So see, here's something that I would be putting together. Well, it's FanDuel, whether it's going to be a Bet365 boost or a Fanatics boost here. Simple things like this. Because we'll get to the straight markets and we'll have a lot of time to register those. Jameson Williams to catch 25 yards or more worth of passes. Keenan Allen to catch 25 or yards more of passes, and Jahmyr Gibbs to hit pay dirt when I think Montgomery might be a little bit hobbled, that's plus 143 unboosted. Those are some of the things that I look forward to, and that probably is going to be one included. The only question would be is, are you more comfortable saying, like, Jahmyr Gibbs will score a touchdown, but still sometimes you can't pick touchdowns out. But if we're looking at Gibbs, let's just see, man, Gibbs TD, Gibbs games, let's just see, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jay. A-H-M-Y-R always throws me off. So let me see Jahmyr Gibbs, and we'll go to his last games. And this is just on the ground, right? Jaguars, 11 for 69 and a tutty. Colts, 21 for 90 and a touchdown. Let me see if he's been doing any damage too quickly in the air. Let's see. Receiving markets, no touchdowns, though. 3 catches, 9 yards in his last outing, 1 for 54 against Jacksonville, 2 for 37 against Houston. But he has 3 combined touchdowns in his last 3 games. Didn't score against Houston. But how about the games previous before that? Just looking at his last 5. Green Bay, 11 for 65 and a tutty. Tennessee, 11 for 127 and a tutty as well. Like, that looks fantastic. Plus 143, Gibbs anytime touchdown. Allen, 25 yards. Jameson Williams, 25 yards. Very easy to do. Very sensible. The linchpin is you just need to get Gibbs into the end zone, which technically he loves to get in the end zone. And that's the way you sort of try to play that off. So there we go. Some good vibes, some good feelings for the Bears-Lions. Let's continue it over with the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Maybe centered around some running backs, but also, I want to talk about a particular wide receiver. Because when wideouts scream, they typically get results. Donnie Wrightside on a Wednesday edition of Moneyline. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, got some good thoughts there, as we said, in that Chicago Bears-Detroit Lions game, trying to formulate a game plan. Gibbs, Allen, Williams mixed together here. Haven't bet on it yet, but have that written down as one shot of the action that we can have. Now, I teased before the break. Let's get to the Giants and the Cowboys. Is everybody thinking that's probably going to be the worst game? And just looking at the total, you got 48.5 in the Bears game, 47.5 in the Dolphins game, 37.5 in that Giants-Cowboys game. Giants are getting 3.5 points. They looked like a disaster last week with Tommy DeVito at quarterback. Horrible. And now we're seeing that Tommy DeVito's like, hey, man, I'm all beat up. I'm banged up. I haven't played football in a while. I don't know if I can go on a Thursday, which would mean maybe Drew Lock steps in. Now, Drew Lock is a much more talented quarterback overall than Tommy DeVito is. And quite frankly, I would get intrigued if Drew Lock was in this football game. Let's find out if he's playing. You get those final practice reports and stuff today, or maybe they play closer to the vest. But it looks like it's going to be DeVito. Now, as I said, coming in, we'll get to a lot of different wagers in this game, but when you look at non-X and O information, and you see Malik Nabers, who is unbelievably talented as a rookie, and he's saying, I don't understand. You're not involving me in this game plan early in the game. You're throwing me the football when we're down 30 points. Something isn't right here. Brian Daboll, I don't think will be the head coach next year, and he shouldn't be the head coach. He's been an awful head coach for the Giants outside of his first year. Joe Shane, the general manager, he should be gone as well. But the one thing I do know is when your young wide receiver is screaming for the football, you will get involved early in that next game. So if we're going to a receiving prop market here, as I just reset the table, we went over what we liked, what we didn't like, particularly in that Detroit game. Let's flip it over to the Dallas Cowboys game and see if we can do some things. Wan'Dale Robinson, between 29.5 and 32.5 for his prop in receiving yards. Rico Dowdle, ah, come on, we'll get to him in a little bit on running backs. CeeDee Lamb, between 65.5 and 67.5. Malik Nabers, 65.5 across the board. And I got to tell you, that's probably been rising. And that's the guy I do want to target. Do I think he can catch over 65.5 yards? Yes, I do. But you know me. If we're just angling on some of these same game parlays that we're going to bring up, you know we're going to probably angle down on that. Malik Nabers taking a little bit less, maybe around, like, let's just say, what is his price here? Because we got the previous one up. Let me just erase that Detroit parlay and just play around with some of these numbers while I got you guys live on the air. As we said, 65.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. But let's go to his alt numbers. Obviously, we're not taking him at 25. 40 gets a little bit more interesting at minus 410. Again, keep in mind, they're parlays here. You're not going to pay minus 410 just to get 40 yards. That's not really what we're doing. But let's just say you do take it up to 50 yards, which would be about, what, a 15-yard or so discount? That's minus 240. That's doable. So we will be doing, let's go safe. Let's go Malik Nabers 40 yards in this game, because I do think he's going to be involved and we'll get a lot of targets. Squeaky Wheels always getting the oil, man, and he's going to get that. So let's just say we play him down. Other wide receivers in this game, I'm really looking forward to Theo Johnson. No. CeeDee Lamb, I mean, yes, he's going to get targets. I get that. But the guy I want to focus on is Malik Nabers, so we'll start there. Rushing props are absolutely, absolutely interesting here. Oh, hold on now. I got to get to this. This tweet just came back in a second. Hold on. We'll hold off on that. But let's get through this one here. Malik Nabers, 40 yards receiving. Let's just put that down. Rushing props in this game. So let me just slide back. We're going to check all three of these books that I'm looking at right now. So let me go to rushing yards and scroll down to this game. All right, Rico Dowdle, anywhere between 65.5 at Fanatics, up to 68.5 between FanDuel and Bet365. Tyrone Tracy Jr., which I'm enamored with here with the Giants, he's anywhere between 63.5 at FanDuel, up to 65.5 at Bet365. The one thing I do know coming into this football game, the running game is going to be big on both sides. Not because I think they're going to get a lot of yardage, but they will be involved. There's no way this game is going to be a blowout. I just don't see that. Does that mean you want to take it either side 3.5? Not necessarily. But if we are looking at one of those parlays that you know I like, all rushing yards for Tyrone Tracy, 40 yards, minus 430. So if you have Malik Nabers at 40 yards receiving, Tyrone Tracy, who's the lead back now in New York, at minus 430, minus 188. Now, I just told you, I liked Rico Dowdle on the opposite side, too. He had a very good day against Washington. But these two guys are unequivocally the lead backs on these teams in a lower scoring game 4 days outside of we can't really air it out all that much. Rico Dowdle at a minus 560 price to get 40 or more rushing yards. Now, you can play with some of these numbers, but this is coming around exactly what I like to see. Had a good week doing this last weekend as well. It's a fun market because you're buying down some of these numbers. Nabers 40 yards, Tracy 40 yards, Dowdle 40 yards. That's minus 113. Now, if you did want to sort of up the ante and say, okay, heard you talking about those receiving props. Let's just make one minor adjustment on Malik Nabers. Let's send him up to 50 yards. Now you're in the plus money range at FanDuel. 50 receiving yards for Nabers, 40 for Dowdle, 40 for Tracy. Or you can alt, let's just say, Tracy up to 50 or Dowdle up to 50. But I feel more comfortable typically with letting the wide receiver get 50-plus yards than the running backs here. And granted, all three of them probably will be in the 50s, the way we play this out. But Tracy, Dowdle, and Nabers, 40, 40, and 50, that's plus 113. So as I have, if you're watching here on the radio side, my notebook out. So we're going to go Tracy. We're going to go Dowdle. And we are going to go Nabers here. So that is Tracy at 40 plus, Dowdle at 40 plus, Nabers at 50 plus. That's plus 113. Again, not betting it, but just writing down. Some adjustments will be made here, but those are the ballparks. The reason why I say, like, you know, instead of the minus 107s or the minus 110s, get to the 113s, because most of the time you have to have the plus money to get the SGP boost built in there. So that's why I'm trying to bump them to plus money now. Now, granted, with FanDuel, which doesn't give me anything typically on those SGP boosts anymore, we might just keep it in a minus number if you feel more comfortable, just to go 40-40-40 as opposed to 40-40-50, if you get my drift there. The quarterback props, and again, I say this in this game, which makes it so interesting to me. Passing touchdowns, Cooper Rush over a half, minus 275. Tommy DeVito over a half, minus 160. Actually, you know what? Yeah, minus 160. That's the lowest number there, which is pretty incredible. But I do, I wish Drew Lock was in this game. I really do, because I think we might be able to get some value. And you might be saying, Donnie, you've done it before. If I look to my left right now in my office, there is a jersey of Ben DiNucci that hangs in there. No, I don't like the Cowboys, and I don't think he's a good quarterback. But I bought that jersey immediately after I lost the team total where DiNucci took on the Philadelphia Eagles and could not play the quarterback position. And I look at that and say, anytime I want to outsmart myself, I look at that Ben DiNucci picture and say, or it's a jersey, and say, don't do it. Which means I'm probably going to line up and do something like that if I find out that Drew Lock is the starting quarterback. But those are my angles for the game. Not loving the wide receiver slash tight end position outside of Malik Nabers. I do really like both running backs in this game that I want to get mixed in. If we're looking at an anytime touchdown prop, like if you said to yourself, hey guys, I'm going to ask you one question. Who do you think scores a touchdown in this Giants-Cowboys game regardless of having any juice? Everybody on the FanDuel Sportsbook is plus money in this game. Plus 100 for Rico Dowdle. Plus 160 for Tyrone Tracy. CeeDee Lamb plus 180. Malik Nabers plus 220. Ezekiel Elliott at a plus 310 number. Somebody's going to be scoring touchdowns in this game. Like, are you buying all the way down? Wandale Robinson 4-1. Luke Schoonmaker filling in for Ferguson plus 380. Jalen Tolbert, Joe Lisi's favorite guy on the planet, at a plus 360 number. Which way would you actually be going? Theo Johnson at a 6-1 price. Somebody has to score. But to be honest, could you hurt yourself at this, right? If I just said, you know what? And I might do this. Because we got some time. It's going to be so much fun to sit back with all that food and stuff in your face. If you took Dowdle at plus 100, and if you took Tracy at plus 160, I think either, you might get both, but either one of those with a legitimate chance to score a touchdown. Now, I'm just going to keep this update here, and I guess going to this one outlet, which lists everybody to score a touchdown, hasn't caught up yet, but I don't think that's wrong. But now we're building. So we got two parlays, possibilities. Let's get to that third game, which is going to be a good one at Lambeau. Freezing cold, the ice cold conditions at Lambeau Field. That's the Packers, that's the Dolphins, coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Guys, let's think through some action here for Thursday night football this week on Thanksgiving. It's the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins heading up into the cold weather. Hasn't worked out well. By the way, Adam Schefter with a tweet that just came out. The Giants are listing quarterback Tommy DeVito as questionable for the Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas versus the Cowboys due to a right forearm injury. So let me make this make sense. Drew Lock is healthy, available as the number two quarterback all season. Turns out if he plays games and plays decently well, you might have to pay him an extra $250,000. You know, the Giants, you don't want to do that, apparently. But you're going to let Tommy DeVito, who looked horrible, going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, play in this game with a right forearm injury to a quarterback that throws the football with his right hand. Got it. Fantastic stuff. By the way, shout out the chat box over here, getting after it with some college basketball action. It's a big day for college basketball, too. But my design today, to get you ready for tomorrow's football action, no doubt about it. So let's start the fun here and shift it over to that night game. Looking at the odds, and if we're going across the board, Tua Tagovailoa versus Jordan Love. Line opened up at 3.5, still sitting at 3.5 at most locations. BetMGM, FanDuel. We do have threes out there. DraftKings dropped the three. Bet365 dropped the three. So did Westgate. By the way, why though? Let me ask you a question. Not really being a huge side better anymore, but by the way, my pools, 13-1, shout out your boy DRS over the past 2 weeks. Been knocking sides down. Does that line look a little bit fishy? And I'm looking at just the overall markets, right? 55% of the tickets coming in on the Green Bay Packers. So it's not a decided public favorite. 55% of the money coming in on the Packers. Again, not a decided public favorite. That line is, let's just say, open at FanDuel, 3.5, stays at 3.5. Total open up at 47.5 at FanDuel, still at 47.5. It's interesting how this sort of plays out. So if we are being honest, it does look light at 3 at some of these outlets, no? The Dolphins going to, again, 30-some-odd degrees, a kickoff in the 20s, some precipitation in the forecast. We know Green Bay can run the hell out of the football. Jordan Love used to playing cold weather conditions, Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins, obviously not. Tyreek Hill still banged up with that wrist injury, and it's different. It's like, hey, man, it's 78 degrees out here. Let me loosen up the wrist as opposed to 30 degrees. Let me loosen up that wrist and hit the frozen ground in Lambeau Field, that tundra. Now, granted, it is heated. It's probably not going to be frozen, but you get the point in that. I think it seems a little bit light, but let's get to some of the props and what makes sense in this one. Quarterback props in this one, passing touchdowns. Jordan Love to throw for 1.5 touchdowns, anywhere between minus 113 to minus 120 on those price points. Tua Tagovailoa, anywhere between plus 122 to plus 105 on throwing at least 2 touchdown passes in this game. If we are looking at passing yards between these two, Tua Tagovailoa, anywhere between 240.5 up to 243.5, and then Jordan Love at 240.5 to 243.5. How about that? Same props here for the quarterbacks. That's really interesting to see that actually play out. Well, let's take a look at some of the other things here. I do think this is a chance that running backs can have a lot of success, and particularly on the side of who? Josh Jacobs. He's listed between 70.5 at Fanatics and 74.5 at Bet365. Devon Achane, between 54.5 and 55.5. So much more temperate and lowered. He's clearly the number one back. Same thing with Josh Jacobs. So it's not one of those backfields you're going to worry about, like, oh no, he's splitting time with Raheem Mostert. That doesn't happen anymore. That's not the case. So now, let's shift into some of the focus here on where some of these props could make sense. Are we believing in the quarterbacks throwing a lot of yards? We'll get to that here. But let's look at the receiving props in this game. Tyreek Hill, 62.5. I seemingly struggle with handicapping him because I generally don't know how injured that wrist is or how effective he can be. But he's not putting up those monster games like we've seen before. Jaylen Waddle actually woke up, and let me just bring up his statistics from last week so we can get a look. Because I'm going to show you the contrast of what he's actually been doing. Stat line for Jaylen Waddle last game, 8 for 144 and a tutty. That's the Jaylen Waddle we know. Previous weeks, 2 for 37, 3 for 57, 2 for -4, 4 for 45, 1 for 11, 4 for 46, 4 for 36. How about that? 4 for 26, 4 for 41. Get my drift here? Tua Tagovailoa getting himself injured here didn't do him any help. But now it seems like he's back. That's a 44.5 number. So you know where we like to go here. We'll get to those side bets, as I said, or straight bets, I should say, tomorrow and see if we're firing on those. But let me scroll down. Jaylen Waddle, where's his number at on here? There we go. Alt receiving yards. 25 yards for Waddle, minus 340. Sounds like we're cherry picking right there. It really does. He's my favorite in that market. And also, you know who's been really good? It's Jonnu Smith. So let's take a look at Jonnu Smith's alt receiving yards. Also, at 25 yards is minus 430. That brings you down to a minus 159 price. We go to the rushing market. Well, you know I love Josh Jacobs in this game. 71.5 yards listed. If we do alt that number down, just say 40. See, look at this. See how this sounds? Like, look at how this sounds. Waddle, 25 yards. Jonnu Smith, 25 yards. Josh Jacobs, 40 yards, minus 104. You want to fiddle him up to 50 yards there? That goes to 118. But I'd rather keep the running backs under 50. Like, I think that's doable, right, at 40 yards? So let's go back to that wide receiver market. Who, again, we're picking Jaylen Waddle just to get 25 yards with Tua back in a game that they might be losing, let's just say. Let's take out the 25 yards for Waddle and bump that up just a bit here. Let's go to 40 yards. That then turns into a plus 153. So if we're just saying, again, for thought processes here, first two parlays, plus 143 and 113. But then if we take a look at Smith and we take a look at Jacobs and we take a look at Waddle, write that down. Smith at 25 plus yards, Jacobs at 40 plus yards, and Waddle at 25 plus yards, minus 104. And again, we're going to shop around other books, just running it up here just to have those thought process here on the Dolphins and the Packers. But I think we have three legitimate ones making some changes. We should be able to cash in some tickets. I'm loving this, people. I'm loving the day before Thanksgiving right here on the Sports Grid Network, sharing with my people out here. The information is king, and the goal is to win money. It's your boy DRS. One more segment to go. Let's end this finale in style, baby. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Give me Drew Luck on Thanksgiving Day. Do it, Giants. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's what we want to see. All right, let me get this PSA out here for the people that might not understand. Tonight is a huge night across the land in America. Many people are going to be headed out tonight, meeting old friends, new friends, gathering, having great times. We've all been through it before. I'm in my late 40s now. Coming back from college, meeting up with your friends and heading out to the bar, having a great time, because that's what you do. You catch up with people. It's a big, big party night tonight. I can't stress it enough. Thank goodness for Uber and all that. Man, it's hard to get a cab. I don't want to leave my car there. Use Uber tonight, people. Trust me on that. Have a blast. Put away one or two more drinks than you possibly could even put down, but make sure you get home safely, which means shout out to designated drivers, which basically I am now because I don't drink alcohol anymore. I, you know, go out to a party, drive the wife home. Don't have any problems with that. We have holiday parties come up. I'm the designated driver. No issues whatsoever. You have one or two drinks, don't do it, man. Even one drink, don't do it. Don't do it tonight because you know checkpoints are going to be set up out there for you. And really, they're to save you from yourself. Just call the Uber. Have a designated driver. Get home safe. Enjoy the holidays with a lot of family and a lot of friends, a lot of food and a lot of fun, and a lot of football. Don't ruin your weekend. Don't ruin your life by making a wrong decision tonight. It could change it all. Enjoy yourself, but be responsible people. Now, be responsible also in the betting markets here. Don't go crazy around the family. Don't flip over turkeys. Don't throw turkey legs and stuffing because the Dallas Cowboys didn't cover the spread of 3.5 points. See that also? Enjoy it. And by the way, Thanksgiving Day is so much more fun when you are full of food, full of alcohol, full of family, full of fun, and full of money in your pocket here, which I'm hoping for. Now, we also, guys, we're not going to be on Friday, but I told you, we'll be live in the studio tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., live show, not pre-taped. The boys are kicking it on Thanksgiving because you need that late information, and we're going to give it to you. But Friday, I do have the day off. There's a football game, 3 p.m. And as I just told you, lines are going crazy. Oh, my allergies are killing me right now, too. Lines are going crazy in that game. Up to 13s across the board. Vegas and Kansas City. Now, I just told you, the weather temperatures in Green Bay, frigid. 25, 26 degrees here to start that game. Precipitation, there was a little bit showing earlier this morning, not anymore, about 12-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be cold in Green Bay, but manageable. Take a look at Kansas City, which, again, local time is, would it be 1 p.m.? Is it a two-hour time difference or a 1? Whatever it is, 3 p.m. on the East Coast. But when that game kicks off, 35-degree temperatures. Light wind, no precipitation. But the Raiders are a dome team going outdoors. Kansas City should be able to handle it. They played in that ice bowl last year against the Miami Dolphins and won going away. 42.5 is the total. Ritter, maybe. Aiden O'Connell, maybe. That game should set up for a blowout. But as you know, Kansas City doesn't blow anybody out. Nobody. Which way would you take that game? Over 1.5 touchdown passes, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes. Isaiah Pacheco, if he comes back, the difference he could make in that game. 42.5 does seem like a low number, but who are we actually getting at quarterback? And if it is AOC at quarterback, is that thumb going to be healed up enough to let it rip in the cold weather? So So granted, we're not getting a lot of great football action. Chicago and Detroit hopefully is competent. The Giants and Dallas could go anywhere. Miami, Green Bay, the expectations is of a good football game, and I can't wait to watch that one play out, knowing I don't have to wake up early on Friday either. That's great. Or get home late where I'm still in the studio. Vegas and Kansas City doesn't seem great. The Sunday slate, by the way, too, just to get people amped up. 1 o'clock, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati is going to be sensational. By the way, that's freezing cold conditions as well in Cincinnati. Just looking at the updated numbers there, 29 degrees at kickoff, no rain in the forecast, and light winds, but still chilly conditions. Arizona, Minnesota should be a fun one on Sunday at 1 o'clock. You take a look at the 4 o'clock slate here. Philadelphia and Baltimore, 425. What a banger. Baltimore favored by 3 points, total 51.5, and also weather conditions in that game, 33 degrees at kickoff. Getting colder as the night goes down, it'll dip into the 20s on Sunday in Baltimore. No rain in the forecast, which you love, and winds under 10 miles an hour should be manageable. But this is one of those first weekend, guys, where you know how we sort of hunt a lot of these player props? And we were getting lucky the entire season with fantastic Sunday after fantastic Sunday with above average temperature conditions. That's no longer going to be the case. So buyer beware in some of those markets where those players haven't played in that cold weather yet and see how it plays out. But I am excited for Thanksgiving. I appreciate you guys spending this hour with us today. Great stuff moving forward. Hit me up on Twitter /X at RightsideVP. Thanks again for all the chat box out here. Wishing you a very safe and profitable Thanksgiving weekend here. And we'll see you Monday back on Moneyline. For Chris Behind the Wheels of Steel and Donnie Rightside, enjoy your Thanksgiving and we'll see you again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.